I don't give a damn. Back to you, asshole. I'm sorry, just kidding around. What was your first name here in the blue shirt?
Oh, Nick.
Good to see you, Nick. Now, Nick, what do you do for a living?
I work construction.
Oh, construction. What kind of construction? What do you do?
I work for the general contractor.
Well, you work with the general. You're not the general contractor. You work with one.
I will be.
So what is your title, Nick?
I guess you could consider it framing and drywalling.
Framing and drywalling. Got anything for that, dumbass? You know, Nick, we got jokes for doctors and lawyers and even trash collectors, but the framing and drywalling guy, not in our arsenal of snappy comebacks. And we're not gonna bother going home and writing any, because, hey, what are the fucking odds now? It was Nick, right? Was it Nick or Nick? Yeah, Nick. Nick and Mike. Mike and Nick. Dumbasses.
Be nice to the crowd. I don't give a damn. All right, now some of the folks signed these and some of them didn't.
I don't give a damn.
All right, where is Valerie? What is that?
I don't know. What is it? Renee, Ramsey, Valerie, where are you?
I hear Valerie right there. He says, "Dear Walter, how do you take off 10 years to look younger?"
Oh, me? Oh, that would be Thompson's water seal.
This is from Milton. "Dear Walter, my wife sits at home all day and won't work. How can I get her to get a job?"
Well, Milton, you're going to have to die. That'll teach the bitch.
Where is Nick Manos?
Right here.
Nick!
Nick says, "Dear Walter, you're looking a little frustrated. When's the last time you got laid?"
Oh, crap, I recognize him. That's our gay stalker. I need medical transportation.
This is from Stephen. "Dear Walter, could you please recommend a good proctologist?" Tony Whittier? Oh, Tony from Whittier, California.
Pay attention, idiot. I'm sorry.
"Dear Walter, time and time again, I have filled out this sheet 6 times. You never answer my question, what gives?"
Let's skip that one.
This is from Chris. It's Chris. It's a girl, Chris. "Dear Walter, you read this.
Dear Walter, after 9.5 years, my boyfriend still hasn't popped the question. Let's just poop the question." Chris, you need to learn to spell, I think. How the hell do you poop the question? I guess you should listen from the other end.
Walter, why don't chicken breasts have nipples?
What? I guess because if they got too cold, they'd poke a hole in the package. New from the Colonel, chicken and tits.
Dear Walter, what is one of Jeff's deepest, darkest secrets?
Oh, he has a sex blow-up doll.
No, I don't.
Yes, he does. No, yeah, and the sick part is he makes her talk. And boy, does she lie. Will you stop it?
Dear Walter, what was your favorite toy as a child?
Dirt. And we were happy. Kids nowadays, they had too much. They got the internet, they got video games, computer crap. Hell, they're even passing out condoms in high schools. Did you know that?
Yeah, good God.
When I was that age, we had to walk 5 miles to get a condom. Uphill. In the snow. With a boner. Oh, stop!
I threw this one away because I thought it was kind of over the line, but I think we've crossed that a couple times. You read it. Why? I just can't. You read it.
I don't care. Dear Walter, why is it that I gag when I brush my tongue, but not when I give my boyfriend oral sex? Well, obviously, your toothbrush is bigger.
So you told me you've been getting on the computer a lot lately.
Oh, yeah, and getting on Facebook. What?
You get on Facebook. Yeah, what do you do on Facebook?
I like getting on there and defriending everybody possible. Why? Just so they'll wonder what the hell they did wrong. It's funny as hell.
That's not nice.
I know, if it was nice, it wouldn't be funny as hell. I did actually lose a friend on Facebook the other day without defriending him.
How's that?
Well, an old buddy of mine posted that his wife died.
Oh.
I clicked like. Then I posted, mine's still alive, sad face.
So you're getting into social networking.
Yeah, a little bit. You know what I don't understand is why young couples today keep nude photos of themselves on their phones and then texting to each other. What the hell? When I was young and dating my wife, I never thought, she's so beautiful. I'm gonna marry her. The first thing I'm gonna send her is picture like balls.
What? People ask me all the time if my show is family friendly. What am I supposed to say now?
It depends on your family.
Well, since you've gone there, do you and your wife have a decent love life?
Oh, she does things to mix it up now and then.
Really?
Yeah, she bought a pair of handcuffs.
Really?
Yeah. Like I need another reminder that I'm serving a life sentence. Handcuffs at our age, that's like 50 Shades of Olden Gray.
So is there good communication between you two?
I guess. The other night she said, your lips say no, but your eyes say yes.
What'd you say?
I have glaucoma.
So how's the actual love life?
You mean sex?
Yes.
It's always doggy style.
Walter?
Yeah, she rolls over and plays dead. Then I just lick myself and go to sleep.
I'm sorry.
Walter? Come on, good comedy is when you can paint vivid pictures in everybody's heads. That was a then go.
Yes, it was. Say goodnight, Walter.
Thanks, everybody. That's Walter. There we go. Shut the hell up.
Walter, you happy to be here? Oh, overjoyed. Last week I was lying on a beach in Maui and I couldn't decide, gee, should I stay in Hawaii or go to frickin' Santa Ana? My God, I can die happy now.
Fine city, I don't give a damn.
What's wrong with you? I don't know, it's hot as hell outside. My skin's all dry and itchy. You put me in a sweater. Sure as hell not gonna ask you for lotion.
know, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, I could get a real job.
Yeah, what would you do?
I want to be a greeter at Walmart. What the hell's so funny?
At Walmart, what would be your opening line?
Oh, welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get out. Have a nice day.
Anything else wrong?
I don't know. My wife and I couldn't find any place to park anywhere near this stinking joint. And some jerk pulled up in a brand new Mercedes, goes right in a handicap spot. He got out of the car and there's nothing wrong with him. Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
So I ran his ass over. I made an honest man out of him. And his mother got out the other side, started swinging her crutches at me. Took her out with the door.
Don't you feel kind of bad? Aw, hell, ain't carpool. Good thing the police didn't see you.
I ain't afraid of the cops around Santa Ana. You seen some of these guys? What, cops on bicycles?
What's wrong with that?
How intimidating is this? All right, buddy, pull it over. Ching, ching, ching. What are they doing? They arrest somebody. All right, in the basket.
Yes, ladies, I wrote that joke.
Yeah, you can tell the rookie cops, they got playing cards in their spokes. Halt!
Everybody was coming in tonight. They were given an opportunity or two to ask you a question. Yeah, so before the show started, I grabbed a small handful. Yeah, I think you should answer them.
I don't give a damn. You pal here in a blue shirt in the front row, would you throw one out? Hello? Did you fill one out? Where are you going? Sit the hell down. Bastard, this is TV! The hell? Think he's going to take a piss? I think so. These are extensive tickets.
Yeah,
extensive setup, a lot of production.
Yeah.
Divide it all up. If he's gone for 3 minutes, he's taking a $600 piss. Dumbass. Is he coming back? Okay. We'll wait.
Right.
First name?
Mike.
Dumbass. Are the sneakers hooked up in the bathroom?
Yes, they're.
Oh, Mike. We're waiting for you, Mike. Kind of tough to go with all this pressure, isn't it, Mike? Mike. Get out. Mike's taking a long time. Could be having trouble. What does Mike do for a living?
Transportation.
He does transportation? What the hell does that mean? Medical transportation? The fuck is that? Welcome back, dumbass. Mike, could you hear us in there? Mike, somebody pull his string, he's not talking. Mike, could you hear us in there?
I can't hear you.
Oh, you could. Well, we could hear you. You didn't wash your hands.